Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
A variety of possible life-changing educational experiences just concluded during Winterim at Pella Christian High School. Let's go in-depth with Dan Van Coten, guidance counselor at Pella Christian High. Our listeners just heard was composed by a Pella Christian student during Winterim. That was pretty cool. What was she doing? Can you tell folks?
She's part of a class called Music Composition, and that is an all-morning class that's part of our initial Winterim experience at Pella Christian. And she has been taught how to put together a simple tune, just the basic music composition course, but then translating that into a more technological way of presenting that tune. Her name is Courtney Nickel. She is a sophomore at Pella Christian High.
Well, that's pretty neat. And there were, what, seven or eight students
in that section, yep.
And they're learning about music composition.
They are.
Well, what else is going on during winter?
Students have three options for our initial Winterim. They could go on a trip, and we've got three trips. One is to Spain. There are six students in Spain, in the western side of Spain, in a town called Cacheres. And we've got students in Haiti, and many of your listeners will know about Pella Christian School in Pinon. So we've got 10 students down there doing service projects, playing with people, visiting the sick in hospitals, getting to know that culture. And then a third trip is more drama-oriented, and those students are on their way to, well, they're in New York by now. They started in Chicago, went to West Michigan. They're doing some Broadway things, and they're also taking their own little show on the road. So that's one option. We have a number of students that are on internships. Juniors and seniors had the option of doing an internship, and I'm personally probably most excited about that, because I knew that at Pella Christian we needed to beef up our career preparation program. I think this is a beautiful thing to make that happen. So we've got 11 students at Vermeer in a variety of positions. We've got six at Pella Corp in a variety of positions, four at the hospital doing really exciting things, and then a smattering of kids in various schools around Pella, Pella Christian, Jefferson, at Oski Christian. So we've got kids all over. 68 of our kids, our juniors and seniors, are in internships, which is more than half of our juniors and seniors. And then, yeah, Bob, a third option would be for a student to take a class, and that the music composition class is a morning class. There are 9 or 10 other morning classes, about 10 afternoon classes, and then 8 or 9 all-day classes, and huge variety.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation about Winterim with Dan Van Coten, guidance counselor at Pella Christian. Well, would you tell us those? They're just so diverse, so interesting. And they didn't do anything like that when I was in school.
They didn't do anything like that when I was in school either. Yeah, just a smattering of the titles. We've got a producer's class, and they are learning how to use technology to tell a story. So they are going around to the various Winterim classes and some of the internships, and they're taking some videos, taking some still shots, and they're putting together the story of Winterim 2013 and learning how to use things like iMovie, learning how to use technology.
And there were like 7 or 8 or more kids.
Well, there were 8 in the morning section, and that teacher's doing double duty because she has a section of 5 or 6 in the afternoon.
So. Well, they're producing movies.
Yes.
About a variety of topics. Kids are learning how to make movies.
Right.
Is that cool or what?
Yeah, that is cool. And kids are pretty motivated to do that kind of thing. So motivation's not a problem with a class like the producers.
And they're picking up music, dropping it in behind. They have to think about composition, what's being said, the storyline.
Right.
Making it move, making it emotional, if that's what they want.
Yeah, and it's very active learning, and that was one of our goals with Winterim. Is our hope was to make this kind of learning a little different than what your typical classroom experience is. We wanted it to be more hands-on and active learning. And I think as I walk around the building, we're meeting that goal.
Well, what other classes are going on?
We've got an ag class going on. I'm pretty excited about that one, too. We don't have ag at Pella Christian. We've talked about it a long time, but we've not been able to add ag to our regular curriculum. So really, one of the reasons why we started Winterim was so that we could offer that experience to our students that are interested in that. That particular teacher has done an outstanding job of bringing in various representatives from the agricultural sector to talk to the kids. They had someone in to talk about viticulture. Someone came in to talk about marketing of hogs. Someone came in to talk about raising cattle. Right now, that group is up in northwest Iowa looking at a number of ag industries. They were going to go to a genetics place called Transova. They were going to visit an ethanol production plant up there and a bunch of things. So very practical, modern-day agricultural experience for those students.
Well, and I saw other kids that were learning about the Civil War.
Right.
That's pretty neat.
Right. Mr. Vermeer is teaching a class on Civil War, and those students are basically engaging in 3 activities. They're seeing some video clips to help orient them to different pieces of the Civil War. They're also playing a simulation game, and they draw names out of a hat to decide, first of all, what battle they will simulate, secondly, which opponent they will have from their class. For instance, my son is in that class. So yesterday, he was General McClellan in the Battle of Antietam, and he had to battle against the South, General Lee. And, you learn a lot about a particular battle when the pieces that you are given to start the battle represent what the North had at the beginning of that battle and what the South had. Okay, and the third piece is they're each researching a portion of the Civil War, and they're doing all online research, and they will put together a presentation that they will give to the rest of the class on Friday, the last day of Winterim.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation about Winterim with Dan Van Coten, guidance counselor at Pella Christian. Well, and there was also a course where some kids were learning some of the intricacies of basketball, and then there was sports marketing, right?
Right. That basketball class, what's not to like about basketball? So we had a number of kids that signed up for that class. They are learning the rudimentary skills needed to play basketball. They're learning basic plays that coaches generally use, and they're learning a little coaching philosophy.
It looked like a seminar for future coaches to me.
Yeah, and I think that's what the students in that class, some of them are thinking, I want to be a coach at some point. So this gives them a great head start. You know, a lot of kids end up helping with an AAU team or a junior high team, so this gives them a leg up.
Well, there were kids playing old-fashioned board games.
Right. That class has been pure pleasure for those students because they are taking one board game every day, and their first part of the class, they're talking about strategy. what are the strategies to use in this class to help you win? And then they jump into playing the game. So, I've walked in and seen them playing Monopoly. There's a group that is playing Dominoes. And I think the favorite so far has been Risk, because I've seen that one 2 days in a row now.
Well, and it's interesting. They're probably all used to, you know, computer games, video games, handheld devices, whatever, and not the old-fashioned board games. But they were having old-fashioned fun.
They were. They were in groups of four and five, weren't they? And, there was a lot of interaction going on there, which you don't necessarily get when you're playing a video game.
It's like a trip back in time. I'm sure there's families that still play board games, but...
I hope so.
Yeah. Yeah. And then the social interaction, watching them talk with each other and talk strategy and, I don't know, their motivations and what fun they were having. It was just good to watch.
And another great thing about that class is we have some special needs students that are enrolled in that class, and that is a really nice way for them to interact with other students and engage in an activity that they can undertake in.
Well, you have a whole bunch of faculty participating. I'm sure that was a great investment by them to sort of rethink and create a whole new class.
Yeah, we started talking about this 20 months ago. And I would say, looking back, our teachers asked a lot of questions over the months, especially at the beginning. Is this something we really want to do? Number one, we're doing this for 7 days, so that takes 7 days away from our regular curriculum. That's a huge piece of your curriculum. So that we talked about that a lot and how we were going to handle that. But then, yeah, you're right, Bob. This was a lot of work for teachers. And the teachers, it's like creating a whole new class. But the good news is we started this a long time ago. We did give teachers time at in-services all through this past fall, specifically to continue working on putting their class together. And that was necessary, because not just the lesson planning needed to be put together, but so many teachers are inviting folks from the community to come in and speak or present or be part of their classes. And of course, to make that happen, you need time on your computer to email folks or to call. To make those connections. And I'm thrilled with that. As I've been walking around the building, there are so many community folks that are part of Winterim 2013 at Pella Christian, and that's just great to see.
Well, and the kids will establish those contacts. They'll know people that did a certain job or how to do a certain job, and then that gives them a real leg up integrating it with the community. I presume that was one of your goals, that integration.
Absolutely. We know that we have a great community, and we know that that community is very important to what we're trying to do educationally at Pella Christian. So to get the community and the school more closely connected in whatever way that is, whether that's through these internships or visiting presenters, that only strengthens all of us. So I'm thrilled about that.
Depending upon how the student embraces Winterim, these are going to likely be life-changing events. Many of them are going to be life-changing, and you don't always get that out of a seven-day block, a seven-day school period. A life-changing event, Haiti, Spain, working at Vermeer, doing your internship.
Yeah, and I think anytime we do something novel, we tend to remember it. And I think for almost all of our students, the classes they're taking, the trips they're on, the internship that they're participating in, that's novel. None of them have ever done any of these classes or these jobs or gone on these trips before. So you're right, those novel experiences become markers in our lives, and could be life-changing. We're hearing some of that life-changing, those kinds of ideas coming back from our kids that are on trips.
Well, yeah. I mean, when I was in school, if we made a trip, it would be like to Des Moines or something. It wouldn't be to New York or Spain or Haiti. And also, in a lot of the things that you've been talking about, it's service, too.
Right. All three of those trips have a significant service component. In fact, the Haiti trip is pretty much all service. The Spain trip, largely, and even the New York trip, they're having a couple days, both in Chicago and in New York, where they're doing a significant service project. But what has surprised me, too, is the classes we have here in the building, two of them are specifically related to service. One is serving special needs populations. The other one, they're just going to, like, the Pella Food Shelf. They've gone to Crossroads. They're going to a number of places around just to provide service. But other classes, too, are doing service projects. For instance, that games class, they are going to be going to Hilltop on Friday to play games with the residents, which I think is just an outstanding culminating activity for their games class to go do that with a group of people that might not get to play so many table games anymore.
That'll be great fun for them.
I hope so.
It'll be for the students, but I was thinking for the residents when I first thought about that.
Yeah. On the 22nd, Newton High School is going to come down to play Pella Christian in basketball, and we chose that night to be kind of a showcase for Winterham. We want to get the word out that this thing we're doing. So that evening, before the games, halftimes, etc., people can come out, and we'll have tables set up that have artifacts or presentations, probably streaming presentations on iPads or computers, that will tell everyone what went on in the classes and on the trips for Winterham. So we're looking forward to that date as being the showcase date for Winterham. So if anyone's interested and they want to find out firsthand what Winterham was about, that would be a good night to show up, watch a little basketball, and check out Winterham.
Do these kids realize how lucky they are to get these opportunities?
I don't know. It'll be interesting. We're going to send out surveys on Friday or maybe Monday with our students and our parents and our teachers just to get everybody's take on how this first Winterham experience went. I'm going to be very anxious to hear what kids are saying. So far, and I've gone out of my way to ask kids a lot, how's it going? What do you think of your class? How's your internship going? I've really heard nothing but positive in almost every instance. So I hope students are aware that we're doing something special for them.
Thanks to Dan Van Coten for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.